Because the decision that they took in those days was the amount of money that they allowed for construction was based overall countrywide. This is a real high cost region in the country up north here. But we finally, Barney Goodman, Harold Fungler, myself.
Wait, let me write these things down.
Saul Weisberg.
Wait a minute. Barney Goodman, who else? Herman Bob. When was that built?
That was built about, that one was built in 65. It's, see the home there leased the ground to the agency for $1 a year.
Yes.
And we were able to make out, and it's a greatest place to see. The real reason for that whole thing is something that's been occurring here that you probably don't realize. People get real. They're getting older.
More people are getting older.
They're getting older. The age bracket is moving somewhere in the 80s, average age. And a great many people really don't need the intensive service that we give to home. What they really need is a little custodial care, and they still can live independently and take care of themselves. And we don't have the room of a home to take care of everybody who wants to come.
Right, and you don't have the room to take care of everybody that wants to go to Riverview either. There are lots of people that are waiting.
We don't have the room, and the result is that it's great that we have a place of 250 people or more that can live independently, take care of themselves, have their dignity, and live well. That place is beautiful.
Right. There's only the one requirement, I think, is that they come down to dinner.
It's a purpose. The requirement is a purpose, because let me tell you this. My experience is that no person don't want to eat. And if he gotta make it, he isn't gonna make it, or he's gonna make very little.
Or what?
At least you can be sure there'll be some nutrition there once a day at least.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important for their self-well-being. No problem there.
Now, do the tenants there pay rent? How does that work?
It's a very simple thing. I stay at the home like you go to the river. The tenants, the home in itself today, over 75% of the people at the home are subsidized in some shape or form by the government programs. The home doesn't get the full cost. It does not. At Riverview, that's a Federation agency. Mm-hmm. It's subsidized by the Federation. Now, the home is not. The home gets no money. Riverview gets some $40,000, but in Riverview, the subsidization takes place there. There are certain restricted limits as to admission rights. You have to have an income below a certain range.
That's for the home.
No.
Of Riverview.
Riverview, below a certain range. Right now, it's something around in Riverview 1, it's around $5,000. Riverview 2, it's around $7,000. A couple, 60, 40, somewhere in that bracket. It's changing all the time. And the government subsidizes that particular end of it. Now, we take people in there for nothing, too. but nobody would never know it. That's what the Federation funds are for. As a home, believe me, it's a tough job, because basically we're set there with, you know, I laugh when I say today, but there was a day when we got, I remember we used to get $185 a month. Today it cost us $850 just to keep a person there a year, a month.
And how much did it cost a year, you say? $8,000.
$185 a month.
No, that's for, how much is it now, do you say?
$10,000 does our cost.
Per year?
And over, and going.
Now, can you tell us something about the hospital up at the home? It's a full staff?
We have, I'll tell you exactly what the relationship, we have basically four people.
In the home?
These 400 residents, I would say 300 need extensive medical care. The rest of them need it to some degree. In fact, somebody needs it. Everybody there needs it to some degree. We have a program in which it's a joint program between hospital, Montreal Hospital, and ourselves, wherein we have organized a company called Geriatrics Associates Incorporated, managed by the hospital.
Geriatrics Associates Incorporated.
Which is managed and operated by the hospital, and they have assignments of hospital staff into the
hospital,
and they are in charge of that operation.
Now, at the home hospital, there are no operations or anything of that
we
sort.
Don't
they
everything from there goes on to
the monitor. Now, I'm sure in all of this association, you've had many friends and relationships with many important people.
I think I have more friends in the city of Pittsburgh than most people.
Would you like to list a few of those that are of a special value or of note to
everybody
you?
Everybody is special value. In fact, the person that's mostly special value to me is a person who has nothing to tell.
Well, that's very nice to hear you say that.
I have a philosophy of this. It's very simple. If you got money, you go to the hospital, you go to the nursing home, you go to any place, you have all the doctors you want, you get all the treatment. Those people concern me, but I'm not bothered about it because I got them. It concerns me a great deal as long as I can. And man, there are so many.
Is there someone who, along your road, to adult life, inspired you and helped you to be a mentor to you of some sort?
You know, I told this Sidney Stark.
Yes.
After that, see, he died back in 1960. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm friendly with all of them. It's, I believe in doing what I think ought to be done. It's hard to stop that. I go on to open up. I don't worry about anything. I don't worry about whether you like it or don't.
Well, as long as it's for the good of everybody concerned, that's what's important.
I got a hard job right now I'm doing.
What's that?
I'm one of the members of the task force that's investigating Kane Hospital.
Oh. Because of your association with the Home for the Aged, most likely?
That's one of the reasons. One of the reasons, basically, is because it's done by being done by professionals in the business, because it's 2,200 people, and you got to underline their all in, which is the
Is there anything more that you would like to say about the home?
Wait, excuse me. While he's talking about Kane, what do you have to do as part of the task force? I'm interested in that.
What we're doing.
Are there any other Jewish people on there?
I think there's only seven. Dr. McLeod, he's the graduate public health director. He's got Cecil Shepard.
But you and Cecil Sheps are the only ones who do
it. Cecil Sheps is in the area.
I know where yes.
See, Riverview is one of the ideas that Cecil Sheps brought in. Mm-hmm. He's down, I believe, right down at Duke University.
Yeah, I know. I knew him. But I meant on this task force.
What we're doing basically is to see why it can't run better. See, I don't know if you've ever seen it. This group put out this somebody got a little money and put out a magazine like this.
Yes. Heard about that. It's all the publicity.
This is what we're doing. We're going
and investigating what.
Believe me.
Well, that's not an easy job to do, and it's not a pleasant job, I'm sure.
It's not a pleasant job. That don't bother me, but it's pleasant. It's not easy because it's like anything else. Everybody holds back.
Do they have many Jewish patients now?
It's great. This is great. I want to tell you, there's 2,200, and that's the first thing I look for.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you think?
I don't know.
There used to be like 10 or 12. Maybe, if that. My father was a doctor there years ago. He was the only Jewish doctor there.
See, I'd like to change that place all around. I got a lot of ideas for it. But remember, these are difficult things. I think there's only six.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because the Jews take care of their own.
I'm awfully proud when they say to me, Jewish Home Hospital has done such a good job that we can't even get them to come here.
Mm-hmm. So I remember that my father used to take matzah and that sort of thing down all the time. The holidays.
I saw it here someplace. I think in the statistical report indicates
that's all right. We just mainly wanted to know
approximately
how many Jewish people were there. Mm-hmm. And
last year, Hebrew.
11. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're not, you know, meet Dr. Deverson. Mm-hmm. I think I did skip a few things.
An important thing
is something about how you raised your children. Did you raise your children the way you were raised? Your wife did that job.
I want to tell you something. I said this a thousand times. The credit for raising my children is strictly my wife's influence.
Well, I'm sure you were.
Oh,
home.
Yeah, I was there. Don't worry.
Right.
But you worked out.
We were talking about the discipline. You didn't do it.
No.
Well, did you find that because of all this organization work you had to spend a lot of times at meetings and away from the house and that sort of thing? What was your wife's reaction to all that?
My wife's reaction was very simple. I was happy to be here. She was happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Now, your business life, you started off selling shoes, and then what happened?
Real estate business for many years. I have been in the last 15 years.
But how'd you get into it?
How'd I get into it? I went to work in that business and I just grew up in that business.
Who did you work for?
I worked for a company in Chicago way back in the early 30s.
What was the name of that?
Lloyd's.
So you didn't always live here in Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah.
Or it was the company that was Lloyd's Construction Company?
What did they do here?
Well, they built public housing here.
And what did you do for them?
I did the administrative work.
Now, do you have a company as such that, with the name, or?
Well, I myself am not in business at all.
You're retired?
I'm not retired, but I...
The last 15 years.
In the investment business, that's my business.
Well, what...
We're real estate owners, that's right. It's an individual. Actually, it's a family.
All right, well, who's associated with you?
It's just my person.
Oh, I see.
When you say investment business and real estate holdings,
that's all we do.
Could you tell us anything about? You mentioned your family, and we were talking about. Did you take family vacations with the children, or sort of thing?
My wife did that.
Where did do they have any special hobbies, the children, or places
they like
to keep?
My son's a magician.
Your son? Oh.
He does all that.
When did
he's
take
lawyer.
That?
All right.
When did he learn that?
He's been doing it for, I guess, 15 years. He's good at it.
What else would we like to know?
Contrast about? Pittsburgh today with Pittsburgh yesterday. Socially, culturally, politically. How you feel it is today compared with when you grew up.
Well, I think there's more opportunity today. It's an altogether different situation. You know, the great problem is we don't move fast enough, but we're moving too fast now. I know how what it's going to be. I'm sincerely hope that our young people are going to try to keep some of these places that
we've started and worked so hard to get to. Right.
I hope they do it, but you see, the great problem in all of this is there's too damn many things here. People get interested in besides helping somebody else. It's an old game of where your priorities lie. I mean, if your priorities lie in yourself, then you're not going to do this. Frightens me a bit.
Well, but it's always been that way. There are some people that are self-centered and others that are not.
No, I don't believe that.
You don't think so?
I don't believe it. You see the problem we really have here is not enough of our people really know how these institutions are run.
You're talking about Jewish people.
They really don't know.
Or if they do know something, they criticize what they do know.
Not only that, but they don't want to be bothered. I got to play golf tomorrow.
Right.
Or I got to go here. This social business is a lot of baloney. And this is one of the faults of the thing. It's one of the real faults of the thing. Somebody's going to have to do the work. Everybody will take the vows.
Well, how do you view Pittsburgh's Jewish life and its place in the community? You think we could do more than we're doing?
Well, not that we can do more. We ought to be assisting the people that are trying to do it. You know, people that make the most noise may not get the most done, but you certainly know they're there. It's true all over the line. You know, we're too timid. We're too timid.
What should we be doing? What sort of activities should we start doing that we haven't been doing in the community?
Well, I think one of the greatest things, I'd love to see a central school system. I'm talking about a Jewish school. I certainly would like to see all the schools out of all the synagogues.
You're talking about a Jewish central school system?
Yeah. I'd like to see them all. It costs too much money and you don't get enough. There's great use for a Hebrew Institute. There's a great use for a Jehovah's Witness. Certainly, nobody will agree with me. I'm sure that the Tree of Life and the Beth Shalom, the Mayor's Rule, all need schools at what cost?
So you mean to have one school for everything?
Well, you mean like the Jewish...
A parochial, is that what you mean? He means a Jewish parochial.
Well, school. Like the Jewish school, the Jewish Institute.
Yeah, Hebrew Institute.
That should be for everybody, then.
Listen, what's wrong? I don't see it.
Instead of each individual congregation having...
Look, you got 200 over here, you got 300 over here, you got 100 over there. Get them all together. You can afford to pay better wages. You can afford to get better people. You can afford to do lots of things.
What would you do with the different beliefs of the different types of congregations, even among them all?
I don't think they're that far apart. I don't think there's... Basically, you know, you can solve any problem if you want to be people and solve it. But if you're going to stand on ceremonies of splitting the hair down the middle, then where you at? You're not going to do it. We ought to have had that years ago.
Well, besides what we need in our Jewish community, how do you feel the Pittsburgh Jewish life and the general Pittsburgh community? Could we be doing more in the general community than we're doing?
I think the problem is, I see, we really don't get down to the brass tacks of seeing how other people live. Most of us are in a strata of life that is an ivory tower setup. What suits me may not suit you or you either, but our younger people, a great deal of them operate entirely different than I do.
In what ways are you talking about? Because we would like to know how...
Did you ever go out and your parents ask you where you're going? You're saying you're going out? You say you're going out? I don't think there's a closeness.
Like closeness to parents.
Parents, if there was before. Parents are afraid of their kids. Gotta be worried about what they're going to do. Never worry about that. I think you gotta get them closer.
Family life closer. How do you view your accomplishments and successes or failures in certain fields?
Well,
do you think your son could follow in your footsteps?
He will. I believe he will. He has that type of training.
Is he active now?
He's vice president.
Well, then he's active.
Right, he is there
already. And what about your daughter and her husband?
My, of course, they're young, in their 30s. They will be too. My daughter, at her age, was a channel of home dance for 1,000 years, at least 3 years ago.
All right, that's what I meant. So
yes,
they're active.
So they are very active, and that's a credit to you, because you...
My wife.
Are they active in the Tree of Life also?
Yeah. There's something you bring up. You know, in our family, when our kids were older, when they got married, they joined us in the
So their children are going to the...
That's right. That's not a true picture.
These days.
Right.
Is there anything else, any other information you would like any future historian that looks over these tapes to know about the times,
Pittsburgh,
about yourself?
Your Jewish background, the Jewish institutions here.
I don't want to tell you something. all of them do some.
You mean the institutions?
Institutions. I think the hospital.
Montefiore.
Sure. Absolutely. I think this place here, I don't believe like they do it at all, but I still think that's great. I think that's great. I'd like to see the day that we clean out Bartlett Street and Harvey Avenue and all those small little places. Get them all in one
synagogue type thing.
Get them in a community center. Get them someplace where they all can teach what they want. But we can't do it. We'll never make it otherwise, because you see, the killer today is every synagogue spends a couple $100,000 a year to run a school. Now they'll pay you, I know what they'll pay you. That's our lifeblood, that gives us members. Don't read it that way, no. Don't read it that way. I think you ought to be interested in giving them a good education. That's what we do. We got good men here. Our Kessler is great. Consolidated is great too. But you see, everybody's got his own political department. And you destroy that thing. You know, you've got to remember that there always is a time when you've got to go. You can run something a long time.
But the times change.
Gotta get better. Only for the better. You got to. See, I'm not a great believer in social service.
You're not? With all, everything
oh, yeah,
you've done?
Not that. I believe the management of all these institutions ought to be given a framework for white people. You understand me?
Yes. You don't mean professional.
That's right, I don't.
But do lay people have the expertise to do that sort of thing?
Why not? You know, the greatest business in this town today is fundraising. And I can appreciate the expertise to do that. But do you ever consider how they think about a individual person versus how they lay business? It's just like buying another cup of coffee because they didn't have any preference.
You mean the professionals?
They have a job.
So you would advocate that the ordinary person who has an interest in a certain organization
to a proposition ought to be the one who runs. Now you need people to do the legwork, and you need people to put the policy. You ought to be the policy. Now they'll tell you it is. They all tell you it is. That's
why they have board of directors.
Well, that's the one. Anything I've ever seen in my time is the professionals bring it in. Well, you can tell how many times you've been there. They come in and they get a professional gives them the color of the top of the desk, here's the agenda. Isn't that the way it's done? You may have never seen it before. But you gotta do that.
Well, I think we're running towards the
yes.
end of the tape.
We
is
appreciate
there anything else?
This.
Right.
Anything
comes
you
want to
add? You've given us a lot of information.
Anything I can do would be great. Come and visit the home.
Oh, right. I've been there.
Yes, so
I want to tell you something. The changes there in the last 20 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. We just got through spending $1 million in air conditioning. Only for the comfort of
it. Right, that's right.
I'll tell you.
It's going to be a real problem in years to come. I can't visualize or we can meet the needs of all the people that require the service.
But you can't do it today, so you're right. That's never ending.
Thank you very much. I think we've gotten a great deal, and the Council of Jewish Women appreciates it as well as ourselves.
Well, thank you so much.
You know my girlfriend over there, Irma? She used to be there.